Okay, Chevra, Shalom Aleichem. Today we'll discuss, I don't know if anybody saw in the news or on ESPN or anything like that, I'm not sure why this is necessarily newsworthy, but the Nathan's hot dog eating competition was held today, July 4th. Now, I'm not sure why this is like patriotic or anything to do with America. I guess hot dogs are American cuisine, maybe that's what it is. Either way, Joey Chestnut, who's the world hot dog eating champ, I think he's won 13 times or something like that. Downed 76 hot dogs today in 10 minutes. That is bananas. I don't think I can eat 76 hot dogs in 3 days or maybe even 5 days or probably even a week. He did it in 10 minutes. And why someone would do that, I don't know. I found out today that the winner gets $10,000. So I don't know what else he does over the course of the year. I think when I Googled it, he apparently enters other. He's a competitive eater. I guess that's the yesod. And the question is, to be a competitive eater, the question is it mutter to take part in the hot dog eating competition? Let's assume the food was all kosher. So we'll knock that one out, right? Let's assume everything's kosher. Is that something that Ibn Torah, Yerei Shamayim, should be doing? So what are the issues at play? So there are several issues that I thought of. It could be I heard a shiur on this a long time ago. I don't remember 100%, but we'll go through some of the issues. The first issue is Baal Tashaksu. Baal Tashaksu is doing something that is disgusting, something that's nasty. The pasuk in Sefer Vayikra tells us, "Al Tashaksu es nafsho seichem b'chol hasheretz hashoreitz v'lo titamu behem min nitmei sem bum." The pasuk is really referring to or primarily dealing with the isser of eating bugs, but Chazal learned from the words "Al Tashaksu es nafsho seichem" a much broader idea of not doing general things that are disgusting. I remember when I was in high school, I learned this because there was a boy who got up, and one of my friends, he went, and this is pretty gross, I guess, and that's why my Rebbe taught it to us. Maybe it wasn't exactly, I don't think, looking back, I'm sure my Rebbe didn't say it right in front of my friend. Maybe he reflected on it a little while later. But to go hack, I remember my friend got up in the middle of the shir and hacked a loogie into the garbage. And a bunch of guys were like, that's pretty gross. And retrospect, looking back, that's probably an Isser Baal Tashaksu. Because really, that's the Yesod, as we're going to see. The Rambam tells us in Machalos Asuros, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Chavtes, that anything, he says like this, Asru Chachamim Machalos Umashkin, Chazal, Asered any food or drink, Shenefesh Rov Bnei Adam Kiha Mehen. Anything that's going to make you gag, anything that's going to make you like, yeah, anything like that, that's going to be a problem. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi tells us that you're not supposed to eat a cup that was used for Hakazas Dam, right? So if you only have you can't find a cup, you can't find any other thing to drink out of, you use a little, a flute or a, what are they called, those little things, the little plastic or glass holders, I forget what they're called offhand right now, I'm forgetting. But the point is, you shouldn't use a cup that you used for Hakazas Dam for your coffee or water or anything like that. And the Gemara in Chulin talks about eating fish, and the Gemara says there that fish do not require shechita, right? And this is paskind. Really, it's mutter, technically speaking, me'ikra din, to eat a live fish, to pop in a fish would be okay. However, if I remember correctly, it's a tosos on the bottom of an Amud Aleph there in Chulin, but the Ramah paskins this in Yerodea, that it's also to eat a live fish because of Baal Tashaksu. Again, even though it's okay, fish don't require shechita, it is something that if a regular person sees you do, that's like, that's weird, right? We shouldn't do that. And the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel adds that eating certain bugs that don't have any kashrus issues, he gets into how they might not have a kashrus issue if they developed in or on a fruit, and they were never shoreitz al ha'adama, meaning they never swarmed on the ground, so maybe they'd be okay me'ikr hadin, but again, there's going to be an issue about the shaksu, and other Rishonim discuss eating with dirty hands, and the things of that nature. There is a little bit of a machlokes Rishonim, whether or not Baal Tashaksu and Isser Daraisa are really just an Isser Darabanan, and the pasuk is an Asmachta Ba'ama. So the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Yoreim all say it's an Isser Daraisa, whereas the Meiri, the Ritva, the Trumas Hadeshen, and some others say it's an Isser Darabanan. But either way, we see that there could be a potential issue of Baal Tashaksu. If you see someone, I don't know if you guys have ever seen these videos of these chevra eating hot dogs, it's wild. That's really just what it is. Speechless. And to see a human being eat like that is pretty bananas. Another issue would be Achila Gasa. What is achilas gasa? Achilas gasa is overeating to the right. You're not hungry and you continue to stuff yourself. So the Gemara in Yevamos says that achilas gasa is not considered achilas. And this actually just came up the other week in Daf Yomi in Yuma Daf Pei Amud Beis discusses achilas gasa on Yom HaKippurim. If a person was to eat, right, you eat to your kedei seviyah, meaning you're full, you're satisfied, you're satiated with the suda going into Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur starts, Kol Nidrei Marav, you get home and you're still stuffed, and you eat even more. So the Gemara says if you do that, it's even considered dangerous. It's a potential mazik or hezik, right? And you're putter on Yom Kippur if you eat an achilas gasa. And the reason is because it's considered an inoy, right? Not eating on Yom Kippur is an inoy, right? One of the different things that were supposed to cause us a little bit of pain or discomfort. Achilas gasa, right? Generally speaking, not eating causes discomfort. Eating makes us feel good. But if you're eating to the point, meaning you're already stuffed to the gills and you're eating, you're stuffing food down your throat, the Gemara says that's actually considered an inoy and you're putter for that achila on Yom HaKippurim because it's not really considered an achila. However, others point out, Rishonim point out, that this pitur of achila gasa does not apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar says that Bishar Isurei Torah, it's still considered an Isser, right? So the Nafkamina would be eating treif, let's say, right? Eating treif would be an Isser of, well, let's say maybe eating treif on Yom HaKippurim of an Achila Gasa, that's pretty fancy, right? But if Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur was treif, right? So that might be one. Or two, if Achila Gasa in general, right, of treif, again, because the whole Yisod here is Achila Gasa specific to Yom HaKippurim, but not in Shar HaTorah Kula, or Kol HaTorah Kula, Bishar Yisurei HaTorah, fine. However, there is another Yisod to point out with regards to Achila, and that's the following. Achila needs to constitute a Hana'a. To be considered Achila, again, you need to have some pleasure, you need to enjoy the eating. And the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that you only get Malkus for Yisurei Achila Shebetorah if it's eaten Kedarko. Right, you have to do it in the normal way, and the Gemara there says that it's limu'ute chilev chai. If you have raw fat of an animal, you would not be subject to malchus for that. And again, that has to do with the notion that there's no hana from that achila. It's not considered a normal thing to do, and it could be that achila gasa is one of those things. So again, I don't know what Joey Chestnut does with 76 hot dogs afterwards. I'm not sure. I can't imagine. Like, some of these chevra have to throw up afterwards because I don't know where you put that many hot dogs inside a human being's stomach, but that seems pretty gross. I'm not sure if those guys go home and have like a normal dinner that night. I can't imagine they do, but again, maybe it's related to achila gasa, and we're just pointing out some of the issues or the topics. There is a notion of bal tashchis. It's interesting, actually. I think last summer we actually discussed the iser bal tashchis because Shua Speck asked me about cutting down a tree in his backyard, and Punk just this morning, Shua texted me to learn a little bit, but so that's nice little coincidence there. But again, Baal Tashchis is really an Isser of destroying trees. I think we mentioned last year that Rabbi Rish Shlita, in his Sefer Kanfe Yona, has a tshuva about, I think it's a tree overhanging, my neighbor's tree hanging into my backyard, and we want to cut it down for our sukkah, but are we allowed to do that? It might be a fruit tree, so he gets involved in that. But anyway, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, and the Sefer HaChinuch reiterates this, that it doesn't just mean destroying fruit trees, but it's being ma'abid ma'chalos derech hashchasa, with destroying food in a destructive manner, a destructive fashion. So in this case, the fact that at the end of the day, these guys are eating the hot dogs and the buns makes it a little bit harder to say it's going to be destructive. But hear me out, I saw a beautiful, I don't know where I saw this from, but Rav Zilberstein Shlita is quoted being medayik in this Rashi in Maseches Yuma. Again, going back to the Achila Gasa on Yom HaKippurim, where he says, again, stuffing oneself is going to be considered Baal Tashlis. And he explains that, again, the Gemara says that eating when you're already stuffed is not considered eating, but it's a damage. As we said, it's a mazik. What is happening? What's the damage happening to? So Rashi says he's damaging not just himself, but the food and himself. Meaning, Achila Gasa, points out Rav Zilberstein, Lefi Rashi, is damaging to the food, and maybe that would be considered Baal Tashchis. Again, maybe that's specific to Yom HaKippurim, maybe it's not Baal Tashchis. Again, it's hard to know what Rashi would say. In our case, also, since the Chevra are eating these things, maybe it's not Baal Tashchis. But again, the general minhag, I think, of competitive eaters when it comes to hot dogs, at least this is what it looks like, that the chevra dunk their hot dogs and their buns into cups of water and shovel it down their throat. Is that considered bal tashchis? I don't know if they're considered destroying the food because they're eating it, but it's another point to make, I would say. But maybe more related is the notion of bizoy ochlin, right? To be mevazet, to kind of disgrace the food. This comes up. The Shulchan Aruch actually discusses this in Or Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin, and also in Kuf Ayin Aleph, where he talks about, first of all, Kuf Ayin is divrei musr shiyinahag adam basuda, certain hanhago, certain things that we should accustom ourselves towards when with regards to a meal while we're eating. And in Siven Kuf Ayin Aleph, he discusses shalo linhog bizayon ba'achalin, to not disgrace our foods, right? He discusses throwing foods and things like that. So, again, the halacha is going to distinguish between different types of food. That's what the first si'if in Kuf Ayin Aleph discusses. He talks about the difference between bread and drinks and different things like that. But most foods are only going to be considered disgraced, right, when they're made not edible, right? If you're not able to eat it anymore, so then it would be considered a bizayon. Again, I don't know if that means dunking hot dogs in water. The fact that these guys consume the foods might knock that out. Okay, fine, but you don't need to necessarily do that in these competitions, right? You could, in theory, just eat a hot dog, I guess, straight up. That being said, though, we know you're not supposed to throw bread, you're not supposed to treat bread in an inappropriate fashion. We're supposed to be very careful with bread. And again, this whole notion of dunking the bread into the water and shoveling it down your throat, I'm not sure if that's going to be considered a bizoy ochlin. Again, we're just raising the points here. It's just, I guess, it's fun, it's geschmack to think about a little bit. And maybe you would say that eating bechlal like this is an objective bizay ochlin. The halacha actually talks about eating multiple foods on one shot or having a giant piece of food. The halacha says in Si'if, in Simen Kuf Ayin, in Si'if Zayin, lo yocha adam prusa kabitza v'im acho ze gargaran. If a person eats like a massive bite, a size of kabitza, so it's mechse kirav senusa, it looks like the person's super duper hungry. The Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim point out that on Shabbos we're allowed to do that. You're allowed to hold on to a big piece of food and take a bite, but that's because of Oneg Shabbos. But in this context, right, these guys have two hot dogs at a time, shoveling them down their throat. That is not so pashit in terms of how we conduct ourselves at a Seuda. Not only that, right, I think that leads to the next point of Nishmartom V'Nashu Seichem. I don't know if they have a disclaimer. Again, I've never watched any of these competitions in its entirety, but I'm not sure if they have some sort of disclaimer. I can't imagine this is safe for a normal human being, meaning a non-competitive eater, a person who maybe has two hot dogs at a barbecue, if you're really hungry, maybe three, whatever it may be. But the point is, no normal human being consumes food like this. Okay, fine. So maybe that's a sakana. And then also another issue that I thought of the other day when I was doing these some of these halachos is that they're all standing. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person shouldn't really eat or drink while standing. It's, in terms of derech eretz and menschel chet, it's important to sit while we eat. We should try to. Sometimes it's hard if you have like an island or something like that, a peninsula in your kitchen. People stand around. People, snack on things. But that's one of the things. As we get older, you see some Yerei Shemayim are very makbid to make sure that they, when they make a bracha, there's an older guy, I remember when I was in YU, he's a very special Jew, Rabbi Jared Rosenfeld Shlita, very, very special. He was always makbid anytime he was going to have a drink or have something to eat, he would always sit down, and that left a big impression on me. He was, he made sure he made a bracha with kavana, he ate like a mensch, things like that. So again, these are just some of the nekudos with regards to competitive eating, bal tashaksu, achil gasa, bal tashchis, Bizei ochlin, minishmartam ol v'nashu seichem, eating while standing. And again, general hanhagos of Seuda and eating and things like that. Again, your local Orthodox rabbi, as we like to say. But again, this is just for Torah Lishma. I hope you guys all have an awesome rest of your 4th of July.